A new comedy premiering tonight on Fox comes with a golden pedigree, at least for people who like their humor bone dry with a twist of snark. It's the latest from Mitch Hurwitz and Will Arnett of the acclaimed show Arrested Development. But so far, their new show, Running Wild, has hit some bumps. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
How do you follow a show that was on for 3 seasons, won 6 Emmys, and made critics practically swoon?
It's Arrested Development.
Unfortunately, it had miserable ratings. The show since found a passionate following on DVD. Will Arnett played a vain, entitled jerk from a wealthy family.
Anything all right?
Just don't want people's kids getting their sticky little fingers all over these $2,600 pants.
Arrested Development was deemed too edgy by the network. So Fox suggested to star and co-creator Will Arnett that the new show be more mainstream.
I wouldn't say there is pressure. I would say that that was the directive.
So Running Wild is intended to be Arnett's stab at broad commercial appeal. His 2.5 Men, or maybe his Silver Spoons. Arnett plays Steve Wild, the spoiled son of an oil baron who's pining for his childhood sweetheart, a self-righteous hippie who lives in the Amazon.
We are working with a tribe that is very poor, and their village sits on a giant oil deposit that your father wants. You have to tell him not to drill there.
Oh, not to drill. Well, that's going to be problematic.
What is your attraction to playing wealthy jerks?
I've had a lot of wealthy jerks expose themselves to me. And I mean that exactly as it sounds. No, that's entirely untrue. There is always something really funny to me about a character who's really dumb and super confident. And the built-in quality that super wealthy people have is that they are completely out of touch with the rest of the world.
The big problem with Running Wild is that not many people like the pilot. Critics uniformly groaned. Fox insisted about half of it be reshot.
You know, it's a do-over. It's a mulligan.
Will Arnett says the problem for him is that Running Wild is a romantic comedy, a sort of Sam and Diane situation from Cheers.
I am going to finish what I started.
Great
here.
Great call.
I am going to undo every entitled impulse ever drilled into you. I'm going to help you, and then together, we're going to change the world.
I can't see a single bad thing coming from that.
Arnett is first to say that corny romance is not his strong suit, and that's partly what led to a substantially reshot pilot.
It's not terribly different.
James Poniewozik covers television for Time magazine.
I just felt that it made slight changes from the original that generally were for the worse.
A few casting changes that made little difference, in Poniewozik's opinion. And he suspects the show misfired with its cartoonish tribe of Amazon Indians and a Middle Eastern character played by a white actor in brownface.
Salam. Look who's back from Dubai.
And I brought back the pride of Yemen.
In your carry-on?
James Poniewozik finds it encouraging that Running Wild's creators seem to be approaching the process with a great deal of humility.
The fact that they recognize that there are problems gives me some hope.
Hope, fueled by Will Arnett's history with Arrested Development and its creator, who built this new show around him. Arnett says that's why the reshoots came almost as a relief. They're eager to do whatever it takes to make their sophomore sitcom a hit.
Look, we're excited at the potential to actually have people watch the show while it's on the air, as opposed to having it be a DVD cult hit 5 years after its last episode.
And hopefully, the burden of high expectations won't trip up Running Wild as it finds its footing. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.